This Christmas, people across the world will come together over the traditional roast ham, turkey, vegetables, and maybe even a few minced pies. But the story behind the feast on the Christmas table is just as important as the temperature of the oven on Christmas Day. Our reporter Lily Hoffman takes a look at one of the biggest times of the year for the food industry.
Christmas is one of the busiest times for primary producers who supply the Christmas lunch table, like turkey breeder Daryl Deutscher.
It just gets frenetic running into Christmas. We're busy all year, but it just gets absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, frenetic by running into November, December. A lot of people get up and start cooking their turkey on Christmas morning, come hell or high water, whether it's 40 degrees or 14 degrees.
Joe Wheaton is a free-range pig farmer in Western Victoria, and their Christmas hams sell out by the start of December. For Joe Wheaton, consumers demanding transparency from primary producers has gifted her a unique position this Christmas.
That's actually the thing that probably has been the biggest benefit in direct selling, is actually feeling a part of people's families, not only at Christmas but all year round. People that buy from us know exactly what they're getting. They know that they're getting a ham that was from a pig that was raised out in a paddock, born in a straw house without sow cage or anything in sight. It's low food miles. We sort of aim to sell within 200 kilometres of home for environmental reasons and also for sanity reasons, that there's just not enough time and energy to satisfy everyone. And our theory is that if every community has somebody willing to do what we're doing, then everybody will have a local source of produce.
It's a business model that is paying off, as people are increasingly turning to the back of food labels to see the country of origin and the quality of the product they are putting in their mouths.
It's really hard when you're buying anything, but pork products are probably one of the worst as far as knowing whether it's Australian, and if it is Australian, how it was raised.
Daryl Deutscher slaughters his meat at his on-farm abattoir in Western Victoria. The meat from Daryl Deutscher's turkeys is sold Australia-wide and might land on your Christmas lunch table. Mr. Deutscher says he has noticed that in the last 5 years, consumers have taken an interest in his processes.
There's a lot more interest from the consumer as to knowing what happens to their piece of meat or their produce that ends up on the plate. And we are happy to tell people we believe we do it as best as is humanely possible.
Farmer Daryl Deutscher, ending that report from Lily Hoffman.